produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line. Hold up the line. Hold up the lines. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the line.
Everybody.
Hold up the line. Let your light shine round the world.
Welcome to Love, Life, and Positivity. And I have one thing to say to you. You have just landed in love. Love above you, love below you, and love all around you. And most of all, love that resides in that heart that's always growing, that is a Christed heart. I am Imarja Jubilee, your host for Love, Life, and Positivity. And I reside in Richmond, Virginia. And I know all of you people all around the world are listening, but I have to tell you one thing. We all are connected, and we are connected by the breath. The breath that we breathe is given by the big G. The big G gives you air to breathe. the breath that gives you life wherever you are, and it gives it to me as well. So let's take a breath together and breathing in and breathing out. And as we breathe in together, knowing that we are connected, no matter where we are, we know that breath is life. And life is meant to be lived in full expression. No matter what you're doing, put everything that you have and make sure the basis of it is God into what you're doing. To do the best that you can with where you are, with what you are. And God will give you the power. God will keep you on purpose. God will guide and order your steps if you trust. Just bring your love, light, and positivity wherever you are. No matter how old, no matter how young, please just bring who you are to the earth right now. We want to thank CEO Taylor Padgett and Josie Hopkins of Finding My Way Radio Network and Josie's Inspirational Network for the opportunity to be right here on this platform. Without them having this platform, we would not be able to bring you what God is guiding us to do at this time. We thank them for allowing us to be and do God's will. And we also want to thank all the other people that are part of Josie's Inspirational Network. There are many of us, and we all have one goal, and that is to bring love, light, and positivity to everyone. So let's continue to breathe, breathing in where you are. And today, as we talked about in the previous episode that we had, we want you to know that peace does not depend on outer conditions. The peace of God waits solely, solely on you. It waits for you to choose love. It waits for you to choose to be the light. Whatever is happening in this world is going on now, you focus on the truth. You focus on who you are, and you center yourself in God's abiding power and presence. And you release your attachment to people, places, and things and events because these are times of uncertainty. And you abandon your judgment. You surrender to the knowledge that all things work together for good because they do. They work together for good. So today, choose an attitude of peace in your mind and in your body and in your soul. And at times when you need to replenish yourself, choose it. And as it says in Ephesians 4, verse 2 through 3, with patience and bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of spirit in the bond of peace. I'll read that again. With patience. Bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. That's Ephesians 4:3. We are so glad to have with us today a special guest. This is part two, all the way from Hartsville, South Carolina. Erica Malachi. She's the CEO and founder of Empowerment Palace Ministries. She's also a counselor. And I have to tell you, I met this lady. I met this lady at a Black History Month office signing a couple of years ago. And she came and she appeared also, too, on my first radio show that we recorded for WCVE back in the early part of this year. And she's a well-spoken lady, and she practices what she preaches. A lot of people don't practice what they preach, but Erica does. So welcome, Erica, to the show.
Hello, hello, hello. I am so glad to be here, Yolandi. It is so glad to be. I'm glad to be back. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, so the last time we talked more about peace, but this time I want to talk a little bit more about what you do. Tell us exactly what it is that you do, Erica.
Oh, my God. Do we really have time for that? Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to scratch a surface, and you tell me when to stop. Listen,
the
Empowerment Palace is just, it is the most impactful empowerment center, and there's a lot of things that happens in the palace. Now, if you notice, I didn't say the pit. I said the palace. So that means we come in like our lives in a pitiful state, but by the time you enter into the different rooms inside the palace, you are there. You are being promoted, and you'll feel like kings and queens. You'll understand your rights, your authority. You'll be able to move. You'll be able to transform. You'll be able to see the change that you so need for. One of the great things that that I know that we do real empowerment, we do real conversation, and we do real change. And one of the biggest things, some of the biggest things that we got going on, we have the EP Biblical Training Ground School. That means we download biblical wealth, not our opinions. We don't talk about a truth. We talk about the truth. To me, there is one truth, and some other people could say no, but I am a biblical woman of God, and I teach EP Biblical Training Ground, where there we study the Bible precept by precept, and we get understanding. So it is really good. And we do that on Zoom, okay? You'll find that on my website as well. We do that on Zoom. Men and women are invited to the EP Biblical Training Ground School. Also, one of my favorites, I've been doing this a minute, but I'm adding a little piece to this. I have a team. Y'all remember the pen pal letters? I don't know if you remember the pen pal letters.
Pen
you pal remember that?
Have
you ever received one?
No, I've never received a pen pal letter. No.
Oh, well, you're going to be a great candidate to sign up. So God has given me, because a lot of people are out, the communication is, you know, is rare now because of the situation in the world. So I brought my pen pal back, and I've been sending people letters, and God was like, this is a great way, special for the teenagers and also for young adults and women. I sent a letter that's from my heart, and it will have empowerment. It will have maybe some, just some things. You could tell me what area. We could focus on an area that you're in need of a breakthrough or in need of some training, and you will get a specific letter from me for every month. And I will be downloading that information to you of encouragement from a pen pal. You can also send it to somebody that you might need it. Teens do not, I'll speak their language. God has given me the gift to speak teens' language. And so I'm excited about being a sound voice, giving sound wisdom, and helping them stop missing the mark, so they won't have to miss the mark as much as we did. Okay, they don't have right voices in their ears, so that pen pal is one of my favorites. And also, I have a certified Christian leadership program. You're interested in becoming a minister, or you know that you're called in the FIFA ministry, or you want ready to teach. I say join, call me up. Let's get you certified as a Christian leadership. And I'm telling you, you don't just want to be a leader. You want to be a great leader. It is important that we stop having leaders that are really not there for the people. I've seen a lot of that. I'm not saying everyone. I'm saying I've seen a lot. We need to be able. We say we're going to do something, we need to be able to do it. We need to have so this certified Christian leadership program will give you the do's and the don'ts to ministry, and also give you the right tools to help you grow and be the best leader that you possibly can be. I am also a radio guest. I have my own radio show, and there I talk about for 15 minutes, I'm breaking down subjects and about the Word of God. Right now I'm teaching on the soil of the heart. This is a four-part series, and I'm so excited about it. There you'll be elevated. There you'll find transformation. There you'll be able to grow. You'll be able to hear what God's saying, not so much as in a preaching form, but a teaching form, so that you can take notes and say, okay, this is for me, and now I'm able to move forward in it. Also, one of my favorites, can I just say this last one? One of my favorites.
Okay.
My favorite is the 101, the 101 empowerment session with me. When you say, I might not want to be in no big group setting, I have right now up to 12 to 15 clients that I talk to on a personal basis. We create a plan and we strategize to help move you forward. I have at least 12 to 15 clients right now that takes a one-on-one private session with me, and it's affordable. That you, Yumanji, I told you it's a list of things.
Yeah, but you know what? I tell you what impressed me and struck a chord in my heart was the pen pal, because I feel like now, you know, you talked about communications, because we are used to gathering in groups and talking and hugging and listening and you know, chit-chatting, right? But now people don't have that context. So I applaud you, Erica, for that pen pal communication, and you're doing it with the team. That is such a great idea to communicate now. So how many letters do y'all send out? How many letters do you send out?
Right now I'm jump starting. I got exactly maybe 10 girls right now. And so because I haven't promoted it, but that was just my teen girls that I have been working with. So I have about 5 or 10, about 10 solid ones. But October I'm going to be releasing this on Facebook, so you'll see it, and hopefully people will be want to get this stuff, get this mail, start this project for their teens, and let me talk about some real life issues with them. So and on their level, they'll be able to ask me questions through an email. They won't know who I am because it's a pen pal, it's a secret pen pal. But they'll be able to ask questions so they can feel free, get prayer if they need to. They got to be able to find another way of communication, and we need to be there for them.
Oh, I think that this is such a marvelous way of spreading love, light, and positivity through the pen pals. You know, I remember, you know, growing up, there were some people that had pen pals of people that were in foreign countries and far away across America and things like that. But now, you know, this pandemic has really birthed a new way of relating and being in the world but not of the world. It really has.
Yes.
And I applaud your innovative ways of doing it. And I also like what you said about soul of the heart. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, my God. The series that God was giving me is that the word says that he wants us to produce fruit. Even in the seasons where it seems like nothing should be bearing fruit, okay? But a lot of times the reason why, I'm talking about the reason why we are not seeing fruit the way that we should, is because the soil of our heart is not conducive to the seed, which is the word. The word from God's voice is what produces into our heart, which is the real soil. It will grow. But what happened is there's four types of heart three types of heart that will not produce anything. You got the heart that is on the wayside, the seed where it's like a path where people just walk, and makes the hard ground. Your heart hard.
Right.
Nothing can get in it. Nothing can get in that soil.
Hard-heartedness. Hard-heartedness, right.
Yes, okay. Hard.
And so what's
you got that heart. You got your hard heart, then you have your thought, your rocky heart. Rocks, meaning life, the cares of this world. You let everything else get in it. Rocky, you ever step on some rocks and you're like, ow, ow. That's what that thing, that it lets nothing else be able to grow within it, because guess what? The cares of this world, the pleasures of this world, it takes the place. The place of God, and therefore you're not able to receive him because you're trying to get it all on your own. I can do it, but there is a formula, there's an order to how we live in this earth realm. It's a structure to this, to how we live in this earth realm. And this, and the last heart, the third heart is the stony heart, and it's hard. And it's cold, and it really says that I really don't want to have no part of God. The thorny heart. That's like the thorny, it sticks up. It's really offensive of everything towards God, and that is not the way you will not be able to produce anything that will remain. And then, of course, you know, you have your last heart, which is the good heart, one that is soft, one that is that will allow the word of God to get in there to begin to bring healing to your body, to bring insight to the direction you want to go for the assignment that's on your life, so that now you're able to produce the fruit that you need, a better marriage, a better vision for your purpose, and just all around a balanced individual.
Wow, I love that. I'm sitting here taking notes, Erica, while you talk, okay? Because
yes.
I love the concept. And what I heard was this: that's easy for people to grasp and understand, you know. Because I've seen mm-hmm. people with all the kinds of heart, and I've had those myself. I'm not gonna accuse anybody else. I have to, you know what I'm saying? Of being hard-hearted, mm-hmm. you know, non-compassionate, non-caring, mm-hmm. and having a lot of people have a passive-aggressive way of mm-hmm. relating to the world. You know, they're not open to learning new things. You know, it's my way. It's got to be my way. It always has been and always will be. So they're stuck in that hard-heartedness. So how does mm-hmm. one get out of hard-heartedness, Erica?
It's wonderful. The number one, you got to realize who you are. And I'm going to put this in a really cute little nutshell here. You are a vessel. Let's get this clear. When we look in the mirror, we see a person, eyes, nose, but I need for us to understand that we are a vessel, okay? And when you understand that you are a vessel is a container. A container, think about a container. A container holds something. But guess what? God didn't make any other container to hold him but us. We are his container on earth. So having this heart, having this heart of a good heart to produce in your life something that will remain. Stuff will come and go, but having God in your life, we're talking about things that will remain. You got to understand that I am a vessel, and I am not my own, and I need the shepherd to be my leader and my God. Why? So that I can begin to walk in this structure of earth that I didn't create, that the Creator created, so that I can be able to move forward into the things that he has called me to in this earth for the time that I have. Did you understand that? That's a mouthful, I know.
Yeah, that's good. I hear you loud and clear, and that's simplified and easy to understand. And what I always tell myself is this: I can't drive, so I have to let God drive. You know, God be my guide, and I let God drive. Because mm-hmm. without that, you know, it's like I love the 23rd Psalm. And mm-hmm. in the 23rd Psalm, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I always say, I can't drive, so I let God drive, and God is my guide. Yeah, I mean, I changed that so that I could bring it to a closer understanding in my heart of that I have to let God drive, okay?
Yes.
I have to let God, just like you're saying about we are vessels, you know, when we forget that we are the container that holds the divine spark, the divine spirit, and that our bodies are just temporary. And the heart, we have to constantly work on it through prayer and meditation. Yes. And reading the word so that we can have the soil so it can produce the fruit, it can produce the good deed, can produce the compassion. And we need that now more than ever. You know?
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah. So how often, you know, you do a series like this every time you come on, or you pick a topic and you do it for like 4 Sundays or 4, what, I don't know what day of the week you're on. So that's how you do it?
Yeah, it's whatever, God. You know, I pray, see what he wants to see, say to the earth, in the atmosphere and the environment of where I'm at, you know what I mean, and what's going on. And so when I pray, I release that. So sometimes it's a series, and sometimes it's not. But guess what? Next year, I'm going to be going through the entire Bible, Genesis through Revelation. I'm going to do two Old Testament a month, two New Testament a month, and then I'm going to do a Psalm. And then a special guest on my fifth Sunday. So I'm excited about next year broadcasting.
Wonderful. Well, tell people how they can get in touch with you, Erica.
Okay, so you can dial 1-800-974-8185 and just hit extension 0. That's my direct line. Or you can go on my website, www.theempowermentpalace.com, or go on the Facebook or Instagram, The Empowerment Palace.
Wonderful, wonderful. So what pearl of wisdom, Erica, we've covered a lot of things in these two shows. we covered your ministry and how you're bringing love, light, and positivity where you are and what you're doing to make a difference with the youth and all who come in contact through whatever they need spiritually. It's spiritual empowerment, what I hear you say. And I like when you say it about making them kings and queens because we've forgotten that's what we are. So what pearl of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience?
Number one, I want to say this right here, that I want you to wrap your brain around this. I want you to know that you're not alone. You're never alone, and you matter. Let me say it again. You matter. And get the help. Get help. Don't stay in a situation and your back is against the wall. There is help available, and there is an answer for your life. That is what I want to leave you with. Do not operate in the spirit of fear, because God has given you a power of a sound mind. He has given you a spirit of love and a spirit of power and a spirit of a sound mind. There is nothing that is impossible. All things are possible with those that believe in Him.
Yes, and that's what we are about with love, light, and positivity, is about being the best we can be wherever we are, and we are about bringing that, knowing that we are not alone. And I want to encourage our listeners. I reach out to three people every single day, and I either send them a text or I call them and see how they are. You know, you talked about doing pen pals. So there are ways to communicate and support people so that they don't feel alone. And don't get all in your mind, well, you know, she didn't do it for me, why should I do it for you? That means you got one of those heart trouble.
You got heart trouble.
you have heart trouble. You know, you're either in one of those places of a hard heart, rocky heart, a stony heart, not a good heart. You know, we don't want to have heart trouble. That's what I took away from that, Erica.
Yes.
So,
good.
And so we want to make sure that we are being and giving the love that we are made in, the love that God has made us in to be. We thank you, Erica, for being with us today, and we'll be in touch for other things. And I want to tell my listening audience to remember, the healing power of peace flows in and through you, and go out into the world and be the light and not the lampshade. And this is Imaja Jubilee of Love, Light, and Positivity. Join us next time when we will explore some other facet of life to empower you, to allow you to be the best version of yourself that you can be. Have a glorious and divinely inspired day, beloved.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.